This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically, he's still 1% wrong for being under contract. In my case, I'm 100% right, so it should be a no-brainer. Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that.
Shamar Stewart, that's Bengals' first-round pick. He's not going to report. He's the first-round pick that's not signed. Got right. A lot of second-round picks not signed.
And I think he's now the only first-round pick that's unsigned. Mm-hmm. There was one more that signed yesterday somewhere, so now it's just Stewart. Stewart and, I mean, Hendrickson, same position.
Yep.
For Cincinnati, both probably not showing up to training camp, I would guess.
Their rookies report later this week. Friday.
The Bengals?
Maybe even Saturday. Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Bengals rookies report on Saturday. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday. It's hot.
It's very hot.
Very hot. Very humid.
Real feel in the 90s again today.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it cools down a little bit
high
going into the weekend.
High of 88 today. Maybe a thunderstorm later.
Will we get any more new NFL uniforms today?
Like surprise ones?
I feel like every day we're getting something recently.
A little bit. A surprise new Saints helmet. A surprise Bucks throwback.
Yes.
What team needs to go to its throwback right now?
On a full-time basis?
Or at least just introduce it for one. The Eagles go to the Kelly Green.
Okay.
The Seahawks have introduced that one.
Because Denver needs to do their throwbacks full-time.
Orange Crush,
immediately.
Yes, those are very good.
They're so good. But they have that as an alternate.
Who else had a really good one that they could go back to?
Well, the best way to start this would be who needs a rebrand. Should New England go to the Pat the Patriot throwbacks? The red,
not the
AFL-looking uniforms?
Will they ever bring back the Elvis Patriot head? Like, they have it still.
I don't know what you mean.
It used to look more like an Elvis head. They used to have it on their jersey.
Like the current logo?
The current logo. The New England Patriots logo.
Okay.
That logo used to be on the arms, on the shoulders of an old set of jerseys they had. It was huge, and it looked a little different. Like, they tightened it up to look like what it looks like now.
Is this the logo? Or is this different?
That's different.
Okay, because I thought that might have been what you were talking about, and I've never seen that logo in my life.
You got to see the jersey. They had one that was... It was striped and all these colors of blues.
Ooh, that's like Bledsoe late 90s era, right? I've seen that uniform.
Yes, it was a really kind of goofy one.
Yeah, I don't need them to go back to that. I'm saying
no.
Like the 60s throwback. Like what they're wearing when McKelvin fumbles.
Right.
Sorry to bring that up for everybody.
Yeah,
but that's the game I think of for
trying
for
to live here. It's just a Wednesday, Joe. I'm trying to just live.
Yeah.
Bringing up the McKelvin fumble.
I mean, how many teams are already wearing what they originally wore. Like, the Colts wear what they originally wore.
Is the answer the Bills? I mean, the Bills' jerseys are too good to go away from.
I mean, the Texans should become the Oilers, but the Titans hold the cards on that. The Bills...
We're waiting for that red helmet.
The Bills have a good uniform right now, and I think more people than not probably prefer they don't change it on a permanent basis. That they've got it figured out. They were in a good spot. They should just never go away from what they are. But I don't know. I tend to like the 90s look a little better. A little better. I don't not like their current setup at all. The Jets kind of just did this, didn't they? Are the Jets wearing like what you would consider their throwbacks already?
Yeah.
Unless you want them to go back to the, you know, what they had been wearing in the early 2000s and then also when what Namath is wearing, right, in the early 60s. So, yeah, like the Broncos come to mind for me, but everybody else. How about the Bengals? You think they need a new remodel?
They just did those white ones last year.
They are the most polarizing uniform, I think, in the league.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate their uniforms and think they are the cheesiest thing in the league. They also... That NFL uniforms account that's got like 200,000 followers ran like a bracket, and they won the best uniform combo.
I go back and forth. Every once in a while, I think they look really good, and then I think you actually have tiger stripes on your helmet. And I just go back and forth.
Yeah.
You don't think
that's cool?
Can you imagine agreeing to do that today? And today, they introduced their uniforms and there's tiger stripes?
If they had not worn it before now and they introduced that, I think they would get mocked relentlessly.
Oh,
it
would be horrible.
Like, it would be if the Jaguars introduced, like, a Jaguar pattern.
Spots.
Spots, right. Yeah, on their helmet. Right. How would that get met?
Right.
If they decided to do that? Atlanta should go to the Dirty Birds full-time. Red helmets. Black logo. 100%. Miami kind of already wears their throwback.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody else is kind of already doing it. Who's really wearing something drastically different than what they came into the league with? I wouldn't say there's almost any team in the league.
Well, it's the Bucks, and they just introduced the throwback.
The Bucks.
The Bucks.
And then the Seahawks, because they have their dark navy still as the full-time.
Want to have a little fun with NFL over-unders? And I mean Bills. Here you go. BetOnline.ag, I just got an email here from PR Newswire about over-unders for the season. I'd not seen these yet.
Okay.
Kincaid, Coleman, and Shakir. Over-unders on catches and yards.
For Kincaid, Coleman, and Shakir?
Yes. Let's do Shakir first.
All right.
Shakir's over-under on catches and yards is what? What would you put his over-under on catches?
I would say his over-under on catches is going to be 80.5.
76.5.
Okay. Last year, he had 76 catches.
Okay. So his over-under is 76.5.
So basically, will he go up or down?
And his receiving yard over-under is what? What's the line for Khalil Shakir on receiving yards?
900.
775.
Wow. He had 821 last year on the same number of catches. They would expect that goods are going to go down.
And I was just trying to get people to bet on both sides, although
that's right,
betting below that is... I mean, it's a low number. Keon Coleman.
He did have some big plays that he broke open last year.
Yeah.
That, like, were 5-10-yard catches that he takes for 50. But, I mean, that's him. Like, you're going to expect he's going to have a couple of those, I think, over the course of a season.
Keon Coleman, receptions, over-under?
50.
47.5.
Okay.
Yards?
750.
725. Not that far behind Shakir.
Yep.
Dalton Kincaid on BetOnline's over-unders on catches.
This one.
You just don't know what to do with
this. This would be the hardest one to guess. His Kincaid's over-under on catches, that's going to be 70.5.
55.5.
Wow. I think that means I should bet the over.
Yards?
What is it? 55?
55.
55. Yards is going to be, if it's 55, I mean 650. 650.
Dalton Cade's over under on yards, 575.
If he is that season, that's bad. That's a bad season for him.
It would be right between the first two seasons he had.
If he has that season, we are talking like he's not getting the fifth-year option, right?
That's a good question. I don't know, because it gets to that root question about, is it player, is it usage?
If he's targeted a lot, is he on the field enough to get the fifth-year option?
Does it matter, though? Like, if he's good and they're not using him, I'm not paying him.
Well,
I'm going to pay him just to not use him?
What are the chances that decision is made in a post-Joe Brady world? That might matter.
Other good point.
I mean, if Brady leaves for another job, mm-hmm. what does the new offensive coordinator think about what their future looks like?
Is he a 12 personnel guy? Does he like 11 personnel? You would expect, though, wouldn't you, that McDermott, if this is working in a big way, maybe they win the Super Bowl, and they are running their offense similarly to what they did last year, they're going to want to keep going with what's working, right? Like, they're going to hire a coordinator, I would guess, that is going to look like Joe Brady, is going to like run an offense that is similar to Joe Brady. If their offense is working, they're not going to bring in a guy that's going to completely redo what they run, are they? Like, they're not going to rehire Brian Daboll.
It depends. I mean, the league shifts. They had an offense that worked, and they decided to go to 12 personnel before Dorsey got fired. Don't forget.
Well, maybe they saw the league shifting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could say they're not going to hire somebody different, but they had Daboll and got his understudy to take the job and changed.
Right.
They could hire the next guy if Brady has a great season, wins the Super Bowl, gets a job. It's the next guy is up, and then maybe that guy wants to change away from what they do. So, you know, it's always evolving.
I think if Kincaid has a season like that, though, like, we are entering a period of where he's just not valued that highly. Like, he's maybe can still be an okay tight end for you, but not living up at all to being a first round pick at a position where it's not that often that those guys go in the first round.
Yeah.
For that pick, you would want a higher standard than in year three. I'm not getting to 60 catches or 600 yards, which, by the way, I guess higher on the catches. I would bet he does that. I would bet he clears both of those numbers. Like, those would be numbers I'd want to bet on, that he'll clear. Because he doesn't even have to have a great year and clear that. He could have his rookie season. That's not even getting to 100 targets. 73 catches and 673 yards and 2 touchdowns. I would not take any of that for him this year. And that's clearing all those overs.
That's pretty low. But might be just a function of the offense. You know, how everybody fits in. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us if you'd like to. Joe's off the next couple days. Tomorrow we've got checking with Jerry Ostrowski. Chris Trapasso coming up later this week.
Nice. Did you see, Trapasso tomorrow?
Friday.
Cool. I was reading him on Jordan Mason the other day.
He's got to
quiet down on the Jordan Mason hype.
Because you're going to try and get him in fantasy?
I want that guy in every draft I have this year. He was like one of those yards above expectation, like top five backs in the league last year. Right.
But because he's in Shanahan's system, he doesn't get credit for it?
Correct, but he just got traded to Kevin O'Connell, which is almost the same, and then they paid him. And I know they have Aaron Jones there, but they traded for him and paid him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they value him. They're going to want to use him, and he's being drafted like a backup running back right now. Like, him versus Ray Davis.
Yep.
Very different, I think.
Mike and Asel. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys. The Kincaid situation, I just think that it's frustrating for me because I'm going to give you a perfect example. Not this past year, but the year before in the AFC game where we lost to the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
First drive of the game, Kincaid gets targeted 3 times, twice catches, both for first downs. The last drive of the game, he gets targeted 3 times, 3 catches, 2 of them for first downs. He didn't get targeted in between the first and the last drive of the game, and we were having problems moving the ball. The 2 times he gets targeted right off the bat and at the end of the game, we moved the ball up the field by using him. And it's almost like, I don't know if it's Brady, if it's Josh, but in the 6 targets that he had, he catches 5 balls, 4 for first downs, and he was the primary receiver on all of those. You could tell. I mean, it was look, read, boom, right to Kincaid. And I was screaming after that game, why didn't they use him through the middle of the game when they had problems moving the ball? And I just think that a lot of it has to do with Brady. He he gets a little bit out ahead of himself. He wants to outsmart them. Well, I used him here, so I'm not going to use him anymore because it's going to open something else up. Instead of going with what's working and sticking with it. I just think Kincaid's got a huge upside this year. If he's healthy, I think the over on the catches and the over on the yards is a very good bet.
Thanks, Mike.
I just don't know that he's a player that I should need to scheme open. Shouldn't he be more, he's my second read every single play? And he, because I mean, who are the guys you want to scheme open? Those are the fast guys, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Guys that are great after the catch. You want to get them the ball so they can do what they do best.
Right, and maybe they have some limitation of getting the ball on their own.
That's a lot of Shakir. Like, Shakir got a lot of engineered touches.
Sure. And if I'm already doing that with one guy, I want to be doing that with Kincaid also. Like, he's the one I would want more than anybody to be out there demanding targets because he's just getting open constantly because he's reading the defense right and he's sitting in an open spot or he's beating a linebacker one-on-one. So I wouldn't, you know, if he goes three quarters without a target, for him, I would attribute that more to he wasn't getting open. Rather than if Shakir goes three quarters without a target, I might think, well, they weren't trying to work him the football.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not prepared to comment on the non-first and final drive of two playoff losses ago. Not to say the point is incorrect. I don't exactly have all that stuff committed to memory.
Yeah, I don't know.
That game, what do you remember about that game? A Diggs drop.
Diggs drop.
A Jordan Poyer fumble into the end zone. What people forget about that final drive is Allen fumbling on the final drive for the Bills. And Spencer Brown recovering it.
Yeah.
That would have been a narrative changer.
Yeah.
It would have been. You want to talk about one thing that recovery alone by Spencer Brown on that final drive, if Allen turns the ball over there instead, then the whole Josh Allen turns it over too much, too careless. Like, you think that had legs that it doesn't deserve? It would have had a lot of legs that it maybe still wouldn't deserve, but you'd have a play. That's a play that people forgot about.
And, of course, the Hamlin fake punt, which that one I don't think people forget about. That one I think people remember.
Yeah.
Even though they got away with it because Poyer punched a ball out right after.
Yeah. They lost to Mahomes here, and they weren't even that good.
Who?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs were not good.
2 years in a row. Anyway. If it's another year of this, I mean, I can't think about it.
All right, you're not numb to it at this point?
No.
If it just happens again, it happens again. What's another one? It's the same thing.
It's terrible is what it is. It's bad for the league. The league should fix it for somebody else.
Fix it for somebody else?
No, I don't think they fix it. And I don't think they should. It's just the Chiefs continuing to do what they do is bad. It's not good for the league. I think it's, you know, I know we hear dynasties are great and ratings and Taylor Swift being there. Like, that's all well and good. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bad. Boring. Then again, the Super Bowl did deliver.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was
very WWE in the way the season ended. Like, oh, the guy that's so annoying is there again. He wins all the time. Oh, no. And then, you know, party watching that guy lose.
I had a friend who, like, was adamant. I'm not watching that Super Bowl. And he did not watch that Super Bowl. But I texted him during, I don't remember, second or third quarter. I'm like, you should put this game on.
Yeah, you got to put this on.
And he ended up putting the game on.
I was sick.
It was probably the only way he would have ended up putting that game on, but he did.
I was sick in bed, in and out of consciousness. And every time, I was asleep,
okay,
sick, and then I would wake up in bed and look at the, oh man, maybe I should stay awake and watch this. This is pretty good.
You had the flu or something?
I had a 24-hour, whatever it was.
Okay.
I just got sick that day. And by the night, by the time the game was over, maybe that's what healed me.
Was it so bad that if the Bills had been playing that game, you wouldn't have had it in you to fight through it?
Oh, no, I would have done that.
You would have fought through it?
But there's a non-zero chance that a good remedy for people that have a 24-hour illness or some sort of stomach bug, if you show the Chiefs getting bodied, maybe that's what makes you better.
Is that what healed you that quickly?
You go to the doctor, doctor's like, listen, I could give you an antibiotic, but I think what you really need to do is to watch the Chiefs lose by a million.
Yeah. The old saying, laughter is the best medicine, is actually the Chiefs getting pummeled is the best, medicine.
His body is responding. The treatment. We're just showing Mahomes throwing a pick six and Look at his numbers.
And then Gene Steratore comes on the television, and then it instantly reverts back.
Did I give you my 5-minute review of the 3-on-3 basketball league yet?
No, okay. You did not.
I watched the big 3-on-3 basketball. It was on in the background because the golf ended early last week because it's the Genesis Scottish Open.
Yep.
So I watched two games of the big 3 basketball. First off, one team's name was the DMV Trilogy. The DMV.
Okay.
I don't know where they're from. But the three, their names.
I don't know if they even have locations, really. Do they?
They do.
They do?
Because there's the Boston Ball Hogs.
Okay.
The DMV Trilogy is for Maryland. District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia. The DMV Trilogy is a team name. I watched the DMV Trilogy. And another team, Boston Ball Hogs. There's a team named, it's kind of one of these ones where I'm like, okay, the LA Riot.
Really?
That's the name of the team.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I had the same reaction.
Wow.
Interesting. Do you know Do you know why the 3-on-3 league will never work?
Why?
Here I'm going to be the guy that says something will never work.
Isn't it because everybody in the league is old?
No, that's not it. It's because 3-on-3 half-court basketball to watch on television stinks.
Yeah?
Yeah. It stinks. There's no fast breaks.
Right.
There's no transition. It's make it, take it out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
There are three spots on the court where there are 4-point shots.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a series of three players playing one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's
I mean,
bad.
You don't like the one-on-one element of it?
Oh, it's real bad. Really, really bad.
Do you feel like it'd be better live?
No.
No.
It's half court. It's half-court 3-on-3 basketball.
That's the...
And all you get is guys chucking up a million terrible shots.
Uh-huh.
What happens in an actual game of pickup when you play to... Because they play to 50.
Yeah.
So it's 47-44. Do you know what happens for the next 3 minutes of your life? Guys launching 20-foot bombs to try and ice the game. Everybody wants to hit the game-winning shot. You're not playing a clock. You're not playing some...
Like, there's no team element of it is kind of what you're saying.
I mean,
like,
there's a team. Are there plays? They're playing on a team.
Does it feel like there's plays?
No. And, of course, when you get a league like that, you get commentators and a level of rules analysis.
Yeah.
30 seconds into the first game, it was about how this team can't afford to get behind. They're not built to play from behind.
Uh-huh.
It's 3-on-3 basketball playing to 50. And Brian Scalabrine's on the broadcast.
All right.
Whatever. It was Reggie Theus, who was formerly... Was he on Hang Time? That show Hang Time? Is that Reggie Theus?
I don't know if I know who Reggie Theus is.
I think Reggie Theus had a show once.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know.
The 3-on-3 basketball. If you find your way to it, enjoy it. It was tough.
Not for you?
It was a tough watch. I mean, I love playing 3-on-3 basketball.
And right, and that, for that of, you would need, you been would need a bunch it to be half court.
Right. Have been in a bunch of tournaments like back in college and post...
I mean, it's an Olympic sport now, too.
Sure. It is not a good watch on the...
Did you watch it at the Olympics?
No.
It wasn't great at the Olympics.
I don't think it's great for that. All right. 803-0550 here on WGR.
Yeah, this isn't just a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Big deal. This is reparations. I cover the Jets and I cover them closely. This man has been through a lot. He's been a 1,000-yard receiver ever since he stepped into New York and playing for the New York Jets. But you talk about the multitude of coaches, different quarterbacks. You talk about systems where he pretty much was the main guy to be in the number two option. I watched this guy at the end of pressers, man, and you slowly saw the life drain from his eyes. But he never complained. He never pointed the finger. He showed up every Sunday and gave it his best. I love Garrett Wilson, and I love him as a Jet.
Willie Colon on Garrett Wilson, who signs a big extension earlier in the week with the Jets. And then today, he had this executives, coaches, scouts poll that ESPN's been running, and they ranked Wilson as the 10th best receiver in football. The problem for Garrett Wilson is he probably is not going to see the big numbers this year again. He just doesn't have the quarterback. I mean, for through 3 years, 1,100 yards, 1,000 or 1,000 yards, and 1,100 yards with 147, 168, and 154 targets. Like, he's getting the ball thrown his way, and he's playing excellent, but he just hasn't had that quarterback, and Justin Fields is a low-volume passer. The one thing that Wilson could have, though, is such a high percentage of what the Jets do offensively that he ends up getting there anyway. To be like, this is a guy to wonder about in fantasy. Like, he's amazing. In fantasy, you probably don't love him because you're not trustworthy of the offense. It is worth pointing out, though, 2 years ago in Chicago, Justin Fields only threw for 2,500 yards. He started 13 games. He threw 2,500 yards. His backup threw another 800, Bajent. So 3,000 total for the team. And DJ Moore still found his way to a 1,300-yard season. So still did get there. We talked about the Jets a little bit earlier. I kind of want to buy them. I want to buy into they're on the right path. I like the coach they hired. And even Fields. Fields is... he's the ultimate test of how valuable is rushing in the NFL, because for a quarterback, he gives you nothing in terms of processing the game and going through his reads and making the right decisions on who to throw the ball to. If you don't tell him before the snap who to throw it to, you're probably not getting a very good result, or he's going to take off and run. And he's been able to do that. He's had a 1,000-yard season running the ball. So, like, I like him enough to think they could be competitive, but we went through their schedule earlier, and I don't see it. Not with the opponents that they have to face. Speaking of the AFC East and of ESPN, they have their receiver ranking today, and then also Don Van Natta of ESPN has a story about Bill Belichick. and he is responding, firing back, if you will, at Robert Kraft. It is interesting that in the post-Brady Belichick era in New England, all the years of, well, who really is more, who's more to do with the dynasty? Who should get more credit, Brady or Belichick? I mean, that was a July sports debate for years. And that ends with the Patriots, and there is no retroactive debating Brady versus Belichick. And it's all Kraft versus Belichick. But it's those two that are doing it themselves. It's not, you know, random radio guy having the conversation who's more to do with the dynasty. It's Kraft saying it, and then it's Belichick responding. Kraft, with his Apple documentary and other comments that he has made, like, very clearly wants it to be known that he was, like, he was running the show, that he should get a lot of the credit. And he is not in the Hall of Fame, I don't believe. No, he's not, because he wants to be in the Hall of Fame. But he's not. And he's saying these things about Belichick. So the other day, he's on Julian Edelman's podcast, and he's talking about how big a risk he took in hiring Belichick. And, like, pretty critical terms. Like, not really willing to give Belichick a lot of credit. Kraft said, quote, "I gave up a number one draft pick for a coach that had won a little over 40% of his games to get him out. I think Bill Belichick coming to New England in 1999 was a big risk, and I got hammered in the Boston area, but he was here for 24 years, and we did okay." So he's kind of right there. He's saying, yeah, Bill wasn't a great coach when I hired him. 40% of his games he won. I brought him here, and I made him into Bill. Like, it's kind of the vibe he's given off. Belichick, who is often not participating in things like this, through Don Van Natta, is saying, no, you didn't take the risk. I took the risk. Belichick saying, quote, "As I told," even the way some of this is being put, like, those two are not, cannot be friendly right now. Belichick, quote, "As I told Robert multiple times through the years, I took a big risk by taking the New England Patriots head coaching job. I already had an opportunity to be a head coach of the New York Jets. I had been warned by multiple previous Patriots coaches, as well as other members of other NFL organizations and the media, that the New England job was going to come with many internal obstacles." That's Belichick responding to Kraft. All of it is, like, whatever, right? All of it is, like, just two old men fighting at the end of it on who should get the credit. I do kind of enjoy it, too. If you hated the Patriots growing up, to see them, you know, I don't know if they hate each other, but the infighting, like, none of them are really, I guess Brady is on good terms with everybody involved, but at the end here, like, it was a messy divorce. It was a messy end to it all. You know, that conversation about Brady and Belichick, who was more to do with the dynasty, I wonder if that is ever going to be a Chiefs conversation. It became one for the Patriots. I don't even know why it really became one for the Patriots, just because they were the best two, on, you know, at their positions, the best coach ever by many account, not by mine, and Brady the best quarterback ever by many. So it's inevitable you're going to debate who's more, you know, who was better. Will that ever happen for Kansas City? Maybe it's just not, it's too early in it. Or is it not, is it that, you know, what do I have to wait to get to the fifth Super Bowl before that becomes a talking point? Does Reed have to retire? Because I don't hear that about Kansas City.
I wonder how quick, if Mahomes continues to be subpar the way that he is, how quick that happens to them.
You think that might accelerate it? That's a good point.
Right, because when Brady was never...
Never down.
Bad.
He was never down.
And Mahomes hasn't been bad, but he's not been what he's sort of brought in. Like, he's not what everybody's thought of him as these last 2 years. And so I wonder how quick people will turn on that and realize, and maybe think,
yeah,
were we fooled a little bit by Reed? And, like, Mahomes is good, but he's not Brady. Like, I don't know that that's the case, but
yeah.
I think the more time we spend with Mahomes being where he's at with his game right now, I think the more people will trickle their way over to that thought process.
Yeah, that might be right. Like, did Brady ever have, I'm looking right now.
Like, just whatever year, other than the injuries.
Tom Brady, looking out through his career, like, did he ever have two seasons as mid as Mahomes just had? Let's just use passer rating just for sake of it. 92.6 and 93.5. Did Brady ever have two seasons below that? From 2009 to... They're mixed in here. Never back-to-back, really. But early in his career, he didn't necessarily have the big, big numbers. Once he takes that step, once he goes nuclear in 2007, though, like...
Right, from then on, it's kind of...
2013, he's dominant. At 87. That's kind of a mid-year, maybe, you could argue. You go a little bit further, I'm at 2019 then, and then he's 42
right.
at that point, and then the bounce back in Tampa. So, right, you never really had the two-year period like that. And also, any of those Brady years where he was down a little bit, 2013, this was true. 2019, they lose in the wild card round, right? To the Titans. All of those years where Brady's down, they don't win.
Exactly.
And these last 2 years with Mahomes not putting up the same type of production, they win anyway.
That's what I was going to ask, is what was the record for the Patriots in those years where he struggled?
Like, they were great. They were 12-4.
Right, but they weren't 15-2.
No, and they also didn't go far in the playoffs those years. Like, 2013, they lose in the second round, divisional round of the playoffs.
I think that that's a – it's. I'd be keeping an eye on that this as soon as this year. If Mahomes comes out and does a similar song and dance of, like, I'll win us games, but I'm not going to dominate the way that I have, I would not be surprised to start seeing people go, like, is Andy Reid maybe a little more responsible for this than you think?
I'm almost already there. I might be ready to take up that flag that, listen, Mahomes is unbelievable. I did put a poll up earlier in the week. Is he overrated? And I think he's one of the, three best talents at the position ever.
Yeah.
But, the big difference between Reed and Belichick for this for me? It really is, what did you do without the guy? What did you do without your kingpin quarterback?
Right.
Because Belichick, as I guess Robert Kraft is even willing to point out, without Tom Brady, Belichick had a losing record and a lower win percentage than, like, Joe Philbin and Rex Ryan.
Right.
Like, bad coaches. Andy Reid, without Mahomes, did not win a Super Bowl, but wasn't every Andy Reid team good before Mahomes showed up, except for, like, two?
Yeah.
Over the course of 20 years? It's like two bad Andy Reid teams. He was constantly in the playoffs, constantly in conference championship games, made it to the Super Bowl with, Donovan McNabb was pretty good.
Right.
Alex Smith was okay. Reed doing so well before Mahomes showed up, even though he didn't win. It's not to take all credit away from Mahomes. If you're comparing all these guys together, like, if you ask me right now, I think Andy Reid's the best coach of all time. I'd at least put him above Belichick.
Right.
You wanna throw Joe Gibbs at me or, like, Lombardi, whatever, like, we can go down that road. But if I'm comparing him to Belichick, I think Andy Reid's better.
Right.
I think he's done more without his guy. I think he's, the level of success by year, at least. He hasn't done it for as long.
Consistency.
With his top quarterback. It's been on par with what New England did in their first 6-7 years together. So, do I want to carry the flag of because I want to do Mahomes a system quarterback.
No,
there was a little of that for Brady.
Yeah,
and it was always a joke. So I don't want to do that. But I might, you know.
Yeah,
I want to give Reed more credit than I think even Belichick would have gotten.
I like it.
But how aggressively do I want to put it? I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, we'll workshop.
But we'll workshop it. It's still July 16th. We've got time.
Exactly.
803-0550, the phone number. Extendo Sports coming back here, and we'll get you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on W.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
GR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right. Earlier on the show, I mentioned just offhand, like, I bet the NHL has 90% of the GMs in sports that are running their former team. You guys looked it up?
Yes, we did. We went down quite the rabbit hole, too.
We did. We went and we decided, let's do all four major leagues, so yeah. NHL, MLB, NBA, and NFL. I did NHL and NFL. Josh had the MLB and the NBA.
Okay. And I mistakenly did managers, because for some reason in baseball, they're called managers and not head coaches.
Right.
So that was wrong. But managers, as in general managers in baseball, only 3%.
3%.
Only two of them have ever played in baseball, in the major leagues.
At baseball at all?
In the major leagues.
Okay, gotcha.
Two of them. The one guy that has played for his team that he now manages was Chris Getz. He was actually drafted by the White Sox in the sixth round and played for them for one season.
So then that's the only guy?
That's the only guy in the entire sport
okay.
that has played for the team he now manages.
Okay.
Similarly, in the NFL, we have one true played for their team and now GMs their team with the Carolina Panthers and Dan Morgan,
okay.
linebacker for the Panthers, now GM. However, Ryan Poles was signed by the Bears but never played for the Bears.
Doesn't count.
Immediately went yep. into like scouting data sort of okay. stuff. But that was an interesting tidbit.
Okay.
Obviously, the NHL, the one that we had been talking about as being, like, everybody seems like they've played. It was close to 90% of the guys had played in the NHL. And then for the team that they currently manage, 7 of the 32 guys, so 22% roughly,
okay.
of NHL managers played for the team that they manage now.
Gotcha.
Which is crazy.
In the NBA, it is roughly 10%. Three of the guys
Three?
Have played for their team, but only all four right. guys ever played in the league. Another one where it's like nobody played in the league, but they're all managers.
So wait, four guys played in the NBA.
Yes.
How many played in Major League Baseball? One.
Two.
Two. And how many played in the NFL?
One.
NFL players, I did not get the how many total that played in the league, but okay. just for their team, it was just one, Dan Morgan.
Okay, and you've got that in the NHL? How many
yeah,
played?
Yeah, it was 26.
26
I
played in the NHL.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to want to find that NFL number because this is really good because it's not that far off. It's end up being like 65, 70%
yep.
of GMs that played for their team in all of sports are in the NHL. It's not yeah. quite 90, but it's pretty high.
It's really close. It's crazy.
I'm now stumbling onto, though, what I think might be the more interesting number, which is just former players at all.
Yeah.
As GMs. Six between baseball and basketball. We'll look up the NFL number. But the NHL being 26.
Yeah, it's crazy.
26 out of 32? And who's winning the cup?
Right.
The guy that's didn't play.
Yeah.
It's former wild. Agent in Florida.
I found it also crazy. Interesting because it's so like different sports are so data driven, and so I think you get more in like baseball. There's yep. less guys that played because it's so analytical now and so focused on the numbers, and so you get those guys that are more.
Yeah,
you know, maybe they went to college for analytics instead of playing, you know, AAA ball somewhere. So I found that really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking like just doing a quick. I'm gonna. Look through these in a second. I'm betting just by looking offhand, there are maybe four in the NFL that played.
Yeah, it was a higher number just in the ones that I saw.
But it's not much.
But it wasn't anywhere close to the NHL number.
No, it's not much higher. Did Jerry Jones play in the NFL? I don't think so.
I said Owen made that same joke.
Be funny if he did. All right, that's it for us. Stay tuned. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is on the way. I'm off the next 2 days, but I'll be back Monday. Stay tuned for the Extra Point Show, and then Jeremy back tomorrow. And Chris Trapasso will join him on Friday, so that'll be cool to listen to. Have a good weekend, and enjoy the next couple of days, and I'll talk to you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.